This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. Just want to make a quick announcement. The town hall meeting scheduled at the Yenny Building for 5:30 p.m. this evening with Senator Cameron Henry, Representative Lori Schlegel, and Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple has been postponed due to the flash flood advisory that is in our area during that period of time. So that will be rescheduled, and they'll let everyone know when it is. All right, folks, we are joined by Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company, and he periodically joins us to give us an update as to what is happening around our city relative to conventions and the like. Walt, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Noel. Thank you for having me.
Walt, it's been a dry, hot summer, but that has not discouraged folks from coming to town and spending their dollars.
No, you're right. And especially this August, we started to really see things kind of take a turn. July was a stronger month this year than it was last year. August similarly, and so the trajectory is really positive right now. That's not always true for everyone. I like to caveat that because different hotels perform differently depending on the meetings and where they are and how big they are. And it's the summer is challenging, but we definitely had a significant uptick over last year's performances and it's great to see. We also had a record-breaking culinary so far. We extended it this year through all of August and into the middle of September, so it's running still until September 15th. This is our program where we really try to promote special menu items at restaurants throughout the city, and this year was the 20th year of that event. Broke records with more than 140 restaurants taking part, and the restaurants have reported back a lot of success, and that's good to see people in our community and also people traveling from other places to support so many of our restaurants at a time where they need it.
Absolutely. We will do it again this weekend. It'll be, I guess, our sixth and seventh visit for a culinary menu. So it's been a lot of fun. The vibe has been great.
Great. Yeah,
the restaurants that we have visited, it's been just it's been good, I think, and the places I've been, the restaurant owners have all said it's been a plus for them.
Yep, absolutely, and I've been able to enjoy it a few times myself, and grateful for the opportunity to get out and support so many of our incredible businesses that support so many of the things that happen in our community all year round. And I tell people a lot, there are a lot of charitable people and giving people in our community, and I'm always grateful for that. But restaurants seem to step up repeatedly. I mean, you really can't go to any event, any charity event, any fundraising event where you don't have restaurants really kicking in. And so I'm not sure that people fully appreciate that that's a big That is a big service to our community that they give. So it's great when we can give a little back as well.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I don't mean to say this to just lightly, you know, but I don't know how they do it. I'm going to be quite frank with you, because they're not only providing food, they're providing human capital. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've gotten to the point where we certainly work when we work with charitable groups, or if I'm personally working as a member of a board of a charity, we try to make sure we provide some stipends to them, because, as you said, there are significant costs associated with it. And I think repeatedly asking restaurants to provide that for free is not, it's just not fair all the time. And so, yeah, they certainly give deep discounts and give a lot for free. And it's a challenge. And, you know, we all know that costs have gone up, costs of goods have gone up, cost of personnel has gone up. And we have a lot of restaurants that are doing extraordinarily well, but it's never easy to compete in our marketplace and just to run a business like that. The margins are tight, and hats off to those who do so much great work in it.
Well, what are you hearing from your peers across the country? I know you interact with other organizations similarly situated to New Orleans and Company and in other big hospitality cities. What are they saying?
You know, it is a mixed bag for different cities and across the country. There continues to be a growth in the travel industry, and people are continuing to get out and hit the roads, particularly on the upper upscale market. There are people that that are still traveling greatly. There tend to be a lot of Americans who are going overseas and catching up on that travel that maybe they wanted to make over the last several years. But domestically, travel continues to perform very well and grow. We're very fortunate that the industry magazines and journals that report weekly on performances, New Orleans continues to be mentioned as a bright spot over the last 6 weeks or so. As I said, we really outperformed in pretty big ways July and August of last year, and so we have been noted in some of those reports, and that kind of momentum is often helpful when you're going after conference and convention business and other business that's associated with the travel industry so closely. It's good for us to be highlighted as succeeding, and I'm very grateful to see that happening and to see that recognition. It has a lot to do with the meetings and events that are getting booked by our hard work and sales team in this year, but also into the future. You know, I mean, we're always building future years of business, and the business that we're benefiting from right now was booked probably 5 to 7 years ago in many cases. So, congratulations to the team back then who was making that happen for us right now. And I know our team's excited about laying the foundation for the future of our industry in the city as well.
Now, you guys are participating and assisting in, we just talked about food, but we have a lot of other cultural assets, and obviously music rises to the top. Tell us about what's happening on the music front.
Yeah, I mean, as you suggested, we spend a lot of time elevating the culture and the incredible things that our city has to offer. Music is certainly one of the first things that comes to mind. And that's why over the course of the last couple of years, we have worked to create NOLA by NOLA, which will be coming up on its fourth annual celebration in September 26th through October 6th. This is an event that you'll recall we started with venues across the city during COVID. You know, we were, if you recall, mm-hmm. we were supposed to have a special jazz fest in October of 2021. And then because of some upticks, we were forced to not be able to celebrate that. We were worried about the venues and the musicians that benefit from that event and created this event to try to fill the gap. It's become a really great event. There'll be more than 300 musical performances at over 50 venues over that 11 days, showcasing why our city is one of the most incredible from a live entertainment standpoint and from a venue standpoint. And it benefits venues all across the city, which we're really proud of. And kind of in follow-up to that, last year we created a Music Month in New Orleans. Just like we celebrate other things, we thought, why not create an opportunity to really highlight and elevate musicians and business leaders and others who are making the music industry work here in our city. And so October, again, this year, we will be doing some particularly, you know, focused marketing and public relations and pushing out positive stories about the music business, about music education, about innovation in the music industry, and telling the world that you can have world-class music in New Orleans every day of the year. But in the month of October, we'll be celebrating in particular all the incredible talent that this city has offered to the world, and also just elevate the music industry as well. This year, we'll happen to have the biggest music event happening anywhere on the planet in the month of October, just coincidentally, with the Taylor Swift concert coming in towards the end of the month. So Music Month will be great. And then I think a third thing that we've been focused on and have launched last year and continues to grow is a musicians database that we partnered with WWOZ to create, essentially a website that is part of our website at neworleans.com that will be for any musician who wants it to be able to provide biographical information about themselves, links to their playlists, social media, and other information about upcoming shows and events. We currently have 484 musicians listed in that database. It's growing every day. It's something that I feel like we felt like we could provide a great avenue for musicians that otherwise are looking to get eyeballs and ears on their music, to utilize our website, which gets millions and millions of clicks, and of course, countless traffic throughout the year promoting our city. We feel like when we promote our musicians, we promote our city. When we promote our city, we promote our musicians. And this is a way to marry those two things and create some service to those that create so much for our community.
You know, it's funny about that. You know, you go, you know, other cities and you might be invited to an event. It might be a wedding or some other type of event. You always remember, like, the band or the musician that's playing, right? It's amazing how that works. And, you know, you come back and you say, man, it was this great band at this event I went to and wherever, you know.
There's something really, I think, deeply that connects to people through music. And it's important. I mean, there's so many memories that I think get triggered when you hear certain songs or when you hear certain musicians. And to your point, there's just something that really touches your soul about music. And I think it's certainly one of the most important things that elevates our city in the minds of people across the country and across the world. We are absolutely a music city, and one that just reverberates around. And people think of food, and people think of music. And people think of how special our people are. And those are some of the things that really set us apart. So anything we can do to support and elevate those musicians and give them a platform is something that we really strive to do. We work to create opportunities for them every single day. We feel like this database is a great way of launching people who otherwise may not have the resources to have the presence online that they need in the modern world, to be able to be, to be able to compete and elevate. And it's pretty exciting. It's been fun.
Absolutely. Let's talk about upcoming events, because I know that you have limited time for us today, but we got a pretty busy schedule headed our way.
We've got great events. You know, we've always got the special festivals and celebrations. Of course, we've got National Fried Chicken Fest coming up, Crescent City Blues and Barbecue Festival, Oktoberfest, the New Orleans Film Festival, Funk Fest, Taylor Swift Concert, the Po' Boy Fest on Oak Street. All those things are coming up in the month of October, and among others. But we've also got meetings and conferences and conventions coming in the next several weeks as well. We've got Water Environment Federation, which is a great repeat customer for us. We've got National Society of Genetic Counselors, National Society of Nurses United, American Dental Association, and so many more of those meetings. I asked our team to give me a rundown. How many meetings have we booked this year so far into the future? That the last count was 866 meetings into the future. So more than 900,000 wow. hotel room nights and 866 meetings booked either through the rest of 2024 or into any year in the future. That's an incredible number when you really think about it. And that's what I was kind of speaking to earlier. We're trying to build the foundation of the future. So those meetings are in 25, 26, 27, we're as far out as 2035 in some cases, and really great work being done. And what we're seeing today is the work that was done years ago to be able to create the foundation that we've got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Well, obviously, you guys have to look at yourself critically every day in a mirror in order to improve. This industry is changing, not unlike other industries, but it gets rocked by a whole lot of things, right? The economy, we saw what the pandemic has done. If there's a uptick in oil prices or whatever it may be. I mean, there's just so many things that impact this. You always have to be fine-tuning. And right now, you guys have just launched a new mission and vision statement and really self-reflected on your organizational values. Talk to us about that and your five-year strategic goal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that at the, you know, fundamentally, the work that we do every day is meant to be benefiting the people of the city of New Orleans and the city itself. And so we're looking to add value economically, socially, and from a community standpoint by inspiring people to come to our city and spend their dollars. And that's what our team does every day. One of the focuses that we also have, though, is trying to make sure that we work to utilize, through the voices of our members and through our organization, advocacy to try to make this the most remarkable, unique, and welcoming city in the world, a great place to live, a great place to work, and because of those two things, a great place to visit. And so very much centered on what we can do to service our community, how we can help to build it into a stronger and better place for all of us who live here, because we recognize by doing that, it will be a great place to visit, will continue to be. But we also recognize that as other cities are making investments in infrastructure, in attractions, and in other things, that we've got to be leaders and advocates for that as well. And so some of the things that I think speak to that are renovations and upgrades at the convention center that are well underway, the development of the River District upriver from the convention center, of course, the major renovation at the Superdome, that has really modernized that 50-year-old building into continuing to be a very, very competitive place for the NFL, for major championships, and for concerts and other events. And so our goal is also to find new customers for our city. We know that there are millions of people who visit us every year. We have thousands of customers who have come over the years to visit us for meetings, conferences, and conventions. And we work every day to make sure that those visitors become repeat visitors and that those meetings become repeat meetings. But we also recognize that we need new customers. And so our team's worked really, you know, hard to be able to continue to craft and package a message around corporate meetings, business events, and others that speaks to a broader definition of what the city of New Orleans is outside of what is often known, you know, when people think of New Orleans, Mardi Gras and the French Quarter. And those are obviously two things that our community is very proud of and will continue to be. But we also want people to understand that the reason that we're so successful is because we have world-class facilities, we have world-class workforce, we have world-class venues, and we have world-class members who provide the hospitality and the services around it that make meetings memorable, that make meetings effective, and that make people want to come to our city to attend meetings and conferences and events. And so I think one of the highlights of what we're focused on is how do we make sure that we remind those people who already love us that we're here and that we want to welcome them back. But maybe more importantly, how do we identify those folks who have thought of us before but never actually come, or who haven't even given us a thought as a location for their corporate meeting, conference, event, or trip. And so really proud of the work our team's doing in trying to make sure that people see more of New Orleans, that they understand the unique neighborhoods that make our city so special, and that while they may, while people may center on the French Quarter and other aspects of our culture, that they also hear about all those other things that truly make us unique. And that's more than a full-time job, and we have people that are putting in more than a full day's effort every day to try to make that a reality so that we do bring benefit to the community as a whole.
I don't think people realize just how difficult this is. I mean, you know, there's a limited spend out there. You're trying to put your best foot forward. A lot of challenges here, like not unlike every other city, and always competing. I mean, because everybody's looking, you know, for this, and people are expanding their convention centers. You're up against historic convention towns like Vegas and others. And it's truly a kind of a dog eat dog world out there. And I think a lot of folks miss just how difficult this is. Right. And it's not easy work.
It's highly competitive. And, you know, I think our team thrives on that competition. I mean, we enjoy going up head to head with other cities, right? You have to.
Yeah.
And it feels really good when you win, but you don't always win. And sometimes want to win in 2027, but you win in 2029 instead. And that's okay, right? You just go out and compete as hard as you can every day. You win everything that you do. But then, you know, the work that the team does here, the people that work in this building, and then our members who work throughout the community every day to provide the experience for people. I mean, it is, it's a 24/7 thing, and love for our community is centered in everything that we do. And that's kind of what keeps us going, right? The desire to win for our community and for our, for the people that are our neighbors and friends and colleagues. And it's a lot of work, but there's a lot tougher work out there too. I mean, we're excited to go to work every day and fight for our city. That it means something to us, and that's a job worth doing.
You know, it takes a lot, a special person, because you win the decision, right? But you don't get to enjoy the benefits of winning the decision sometimes till 6 years later. mean, you know,
no question.
There's not many business cycles that kind of work that way, right? So it's hard to
high five everybody when you booked a meeting 9 years from now. But it is a win, right?
And it is.
But it
no, absolutely.
Feel like it. It feels like you've got to turn the page and move on to the next competition right away because that's just the way that it goes. But yeah, you're right. It's kind of like touchdown, except we don't get any points until 2032.
Right, exactly. I just point that out because I think a lot of folks overlook that. As always, Walt Leger, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the great work, and we'll visit again soon. When we come back, folks, after the break, we will visit with Sig Greenbaum, the founder and CEO at Sig Fest Events, and we're going to talk about the fourth annual NOLA by NOLA and all that it has to offer. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.